Justin Houston is listed as out. I'm going to get with Dorse right after this and talk about Fasano. He did not practice. So, and with Rick and have that situated. And then we'll go from there. But it'll be a stretch for him to make it to the game. But we'll see how all that works. I want to make sure I get all the information. And then everybody else practiced. Wanted to give just a quick shout out to Gary Pinkel and those Missouri Tigers, and they're in that SEC championship game, and we're pulling for them. And then Sporting KC, big game coming up, huh? Big game coming up. We're thinking of them. And then most of all here, we're looking forward to the challenge of playing the Washington Redskins down in Washington, tough place to play. Against a good football team. So our guys have had a great week of preparation, and they're ready to go. Now we'll go through the travel part tomorrow. Time's yours.
What's been your experience of playing in Washington D.C. and what the crowd's like there?
Yeah, well, normally it's a good crowd, loud crowd. They've got a good fan base. I mean, that's a tough question because we come in, we're not the ones they're cheering for. So we got that.
It's cold, and it's supposed to be cold and snowy there Sunday. Mm-hmm. Why inside today as opposed to outside just to get you guys a little used to the
Yeah, the ground out there is frozen. So, I mean, it's there's no way we could go out and, even if we chose to. I mean, the ground's hard as a rock right now, so.
That field at FedEx notoriously one of the worst in the league. Has that been your experience, especially this time of year? It's pretty chewed up.
Yeah, well, I never thought it was quite that bad, but maybe it is. I don't know that. Seem to play okay. It's not golf, right? We're not playing golf, so these fields take a little bit of a beating.
If it's true that a player's greatest ability is his availability, is London Fletcher the greatest linebacker of all time?
Got a lot of respect for him. Ton of respect. And he is readily available all the time. You're absolutely right on that. It seems like forever since he was with the Rams playing those championship games and it's amazing that he's still doing it and doing it as well. He's not only doing it, but he's doing it very well.
At 5'10", how does he do it?
Well, you'd like to say he stays elusive, but that's not how his game is. I mean, he's going to get up and challenge you every snap. It's a physical game that he plays. He's got great quickness and instincts.
Have you noticed the guys like super hungry as through this week? I mean, they really, really want this worse than any game this season.
Well, listen, as a coach, you want them to want every game as a season during the season. And so I've felt that that's how they've been. I feel that way today about how they prepared for and are mentally for the Redskins.
Talk about Grambling's absence. I mean, he's missed some time. Donald's come in, did a pretty nice job, if I remember, on Von Miller a little bit when now you got a Rapko. Can you talk about the impact of missing Brandon?
Yeah, well, Brandon's a good player, and we're fortunate to have good backups here and that we consider as starters. They've started enough games here that we feel comfortable saying that. So Donald's one of those, and he's had a good week of practice and prepared himself to play against a great player. And I know he looks forward to that challenge.
So Fasano's such a big part. Three touchdowns in the last three games. So Jones steps up and McGrath steps up. And just talk about the tight end.
Yeah, I'm gonna get with Dorse on it and make sure that we and Rick and make sure everything's settled. These things you don't know, and I want to make sure we exhaust everything and make sure that everything's right before I say something. We'll get it to you fairly quick on what the situation is. Jones did take some reps, and as did Harris, but Jones got the majority of them with McGrath, and would seem like the logical one if Fasano can't go.
Is Fasano's knee not a factor in this decision?
I think it'd be the concussion part of it, yeah. And we just, these things, we've got to go through the protocol. I don't want to stand here and tell you something that's wrong. I don't want to do that. I want to make sure that I get you the full information on it.